Jija
Sawal
Kija. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and this show is brought to you by Safari Kid. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. Parents, the quicker you do this, the quicker we can get to a number where we can offer prizes on Facebook as well. So please, if you haven't done so yet, go to Safari Kid, Safari Quiz Show Facebook page, and please like us. Okay. Before we start, a few housekeeping things. You know how I always say that Safari Kids has a location in many, many parts of the Bay Area, so it's very likely that wherever you happen to be, there will be a Safari Kid close to you. Well, I'm here to announce that we have two new locations. The first location is in Santa Clara, in 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. And the second location is in South De Anza. It's 1081 South De Anza, Cupertino. So we have two new locations in Santa Clara and Cupertino. And the best part is both of them have summer camps coming up. So this would be a perfect way for you to learn a little bit more about the Safari Kid philosophy, the Safari Kid methodology, and see if your kids like it. So the Santa Clara location, 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, the summer camp starts on June 9th. And you can also check them out on their open houses. So they have an open house on June 6th, 7th and 8th after 11 a.m. And the one on De Anza, that's 1081 South De Anza, Cupertino, they have summer camp starting on June 16th. To find out more, and if you just want to know where the locations are, you can go to our website, which is safarikidusa.com. And now, I've always been mentioning the website as safarikidca.com. That will work too. But their bigger site is safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. So just wanted to throw that in. If you live in any of these areas and are listening to the show, this would be a great time for you to go and learn a little bit more about them and go check them out. The second thing I want to mention is an initiative that I just talked about last week, which I want to mention again. Now, many of our kids, I know, are learning musical instruments or are learning vocal music. What I would like to do is, instead of playing the Bollywood song in the middle of our breaks, I would like to actually play some of the performances by our very, very talented kids here in the Bay Area. So what I would like you to do is, if you have a child who has a performance and you have a recording of that, it can be up to 4 minutes long, and it can be as short as 30 seconds. It doesn't matter, but not more than 4 minutes, because that's about the length of our break. So about 4 minutes long, then please do email it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Do send it to us in the form of an MP3 recording, because that's the easiest one that we can immediately upload and play. So once again, I'm going to keep repeating this, so don't worry if you've missed it. safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we would like to get the performances of your kids so that we can promote them on our radio show. This show is for kids, and we would love to hear some of the talented kids who are listening to the show and who are part of the Bay Area. Lastly, I want to say a big shout out to our sponsor, Tinker. These Tinker sponsors are prizes. They're spelled T-Y-N-K-E-R. If you're looking for a computer program for your kids, Tinker is a wonderful way to introduce your children to computer programming. They also have summer camps coming up, and you can hear more information about them on the break, and of course, always at Tinker.com, T-Y-N-K-E-R.com. So let's move on to meeting our kids today. Our first contestant in the studio is third grader Aditya. Welcome to the show, Aditya.
My name is Aditya, and I go to Ardenwood School in Miss Lagazino's class, and my hobbies are playing sports, playing with my friends, and reading.
All right. So today the kids have decided that they are going to recommend some books for the summer, because summer holidays are approaching. And why do I have an echo on my mic? Yes. So summer holidays are approaching, so the kids are going to be giving us their summer reading recommendations. So Aditya, what is your recommendation for reading for the summer?
Harry Potter, and my favorite one is The Deathly Hallows.
Ooh, you've already got to that? Awesome. You must be a really fast reader. When did you start reading it?
Last year.
Last year, and you just zipped through them?
Actually, I had a year to finish it.
You had a year to finish, but there were 7 books, and they're not small books. Is there a competition going on in school about who's finishing faster?
No.
Not really? Are you one of the fewer people in class reading Harry Potter?
No.
Everybody's reading it?
No.
Okay, so how many people in your class read Harry Potter?
like 10 people out of 30.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So do you keep track of who's reading where and stuff?
We have a reading log in our class.
Ah, so it helps. Of course, I remember. My daughter goes to Ardenwood School, so yeah, I know all about reading logs. So have you seen the movies as well?
Some of them.
So you have a treat in store, huh? You have a few movies to catch up. All right, our next contestant is a voice that's going to be very familiar to our listeners. It is Pooja. Welcome back to the show, Pooja.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I go to Foster City Elementary School. My hobbies are reading, drawing. That's basically that.
Yes, and being naughty. Yes, as Michael puts
naughty.
It. Absolutely. So, Pooja, you've also promised to give the kids who are listening your reading recommendation for the summer. So, what is it?
The Percy Jackson series.
The Percy Jackson series?
Yeah.
So, which book is it up to now? Which book are you reading?
I finished the whole thing.
Finished the whole thing? So, he's not going to be writing any more?
No, not more of the Percy Jackson.
Really? It finished?
But there are other series, like the Heroes of Olympus and...
So which was your favorite of the Percy Jackson series?
Maybe the first book.
Maybe the first book, because that's when you get introduced to the characters, right?
Yeah.
First books are always fun. So thank you. Percy Jackson series by Rick Riordan is Pooja's reading recommendation. So we have some very advanced readers here, because these kids are in third grade and they're reading Harry Potter and Percy Jackson. Wonderful. And our last contestant is a new contestant, Ashwin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Ashwin and I'm 9 years old. I'm about to go to fourth grade and I'm in Parkmont School.
Cool.
And my favorite book is Geronimo Stilton series.
The Geronimo Stilton series? Awesome.
It has action, some comedy, and it also has some adventure.
Yeah.
It's going up to 60.
Yeah, so there are books. 60 books now. So if you haven't picked up the Geronimo Stilton series, you have such a treat in store, because these books are so much fun and there are so many of them, right?
Yeah.
And if you're a girl, you like the Thea Stilton books, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you read any of those?
No.
No? You should. They're fun.
I read like about 60 Geronimo Stilton books in like maybe like a month.
Yeah. You had a little Geronimo Stilton overdose.
Because I read up to midnight.
You read up to midnight? Do your parents know?
Except not up to Saturdays. I mean, not at the weekdays. Only in the weekends.
Weekends you read late? Okay.
And, yeah.
Awesome. So Ashwin is from our Safari Kid Maori program.
Yeah.
What do you go there for? Tell us a little bit about that.
It has chess club.
Okay.
It has a chess club. I'm good at chess.
Oh.
And there's also Lego robotics.
So you go for their after school program?
Yeah, I go to, that's my after school program I go to.
Okay.
It has summer camp now, so I'll be going there for at least 2 weeks.
So summer camp, what do they do in summer camp?
In summer camp, I never heard. This is my first time going, but in summer camp, they usually go bowling. They are also, they're going to a special field trip called, many of you heard this, but it's called the Aqua Adventure.
Oh, yes, in Fremont.
Yeah,
that's so much fun. Oh, my goodness, it's such an awesome place. All right, so there you are. Safari Kid also has summer camps. Please go check them out at safarikidusa.com or safarikidca.com. Thank you, Ashwin, for sharing all that. So I'm sure your kids are ready to begin our show for today, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here's our first category. Before that, to the new contestants, Ashwin and Aditya, I'm showing them the point system that we have. These are 10 points. This is a 5 points. If you buzz and your buzzer lights up, and you answer the question correctly, you get 10 points. If you don't answer it correctly, you lose -5, and the question passes. When the question passes, you have if the question passes to you, you have two choices. You can either say pass if you don't know the answer, no penalty, or you can try to answer the question, but you will get just 5 points, +5. Got it?
Yeah.
Any questions? Yes. Ashwin.
So, what if you, you press the buzzer, and do you get to go first in answering the question? Or
if, so the machine figures out who buzzed first. Even if it looks like all three of you buzzed at the same time, the machine will figure out. Yes, it figures out. So if your button lights up, you get to answer. If it doesn't, you don't.
So the rest of the people have to wait.
They have to wait. They don't get a chance anymore. If you make a mistake, then it just passes in a counterclockwise direction.
Wait, like this?
This way.
Oh.
From you to Aditya, Aditya to Pooja, Pooja to you. Got it?
Okay.
So the other thing also to remember is that you can buzz in the middle of my talking, saying the question. You don't have to wait till the end of the question. However, the moment you buzz, I'm going to stop talking. So you may hear only half of the question. Okay, so that's the risk and the reward.
Wait, what if like someone...
Into the mic.
What if someone like buzzes and then like they answer but it's wrong? Do you
-5.
Do you keep on going?
So what happens if that... That's a very good question. If someone buzzes in the middle of my question and they don't get the answer right, then they are excluded and the question becomes open again to the other two and I continue. So you have to buzz again. It won't pass.
Oh,
got it? Okay.
Can the person answer again after the question is done?
No. Once you've got the wrong answer, you don't get another chance at the same question. But, you know, we have 30 questions, and I think our listeners were waiting for us to start, so let's do that. Our first category was, I'm going to mention the name of a character from a movie, and you have to identify what animal it was.
Okay.
Got it? All right. Ready? Let me test the buzzers first. Aditya, let me have your buzzer. Pooja? And Ashwin. Yes, all the buzzers are working. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Question number one, character in Identify the Animal. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Huey, Dewey, and Louie are Donald's nephews.
Ducks?
Ducks. Very good. 10 points to Pooja. And all three of you, I'd like you to say your answer right into the mic because my voice is really loud and sounds like I'm eating you up alive because I can't hear you. Question number two. Ready? Scooby-Doo.
Dog.
You can see Pooja is an old hand at this and she's really fast on the draw. So, Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Me? That was the mouse.
Right. Yep. Number four. Winnie the Pooh.
Bear.
He finally got it. Aditya, 10 points. Mufasa.
Lion.
Ready?
Yeah.
Snoopy.
Me? Snoopy is a dog.
Dog. Very good. 10 points to Ashwin, who's also on the board now. Excellent. Number 7. Patrick.
Starfish.
Very good. From SpongeBob. Question number 8. Melman from...
Melman is the giraffe?
Giraffe. Good guess, Pooja. Very well done. That's the giraffe from Madagascar. Yes. Number 9. Sid.
Sloth.
Good job. And last one. Abu.
Monkey.
Very good. From Aladdin. Good job. So that was a little bit of a runaway round, Pooja. But we'll see how many points she got. But before that, we have to do our listener question. And somebody's already on the line, but I have to give out the phone number. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. We're still in the category, Identify the Animal. And it is... Okay, this question is not open to the kids in the studio. So all of you just take a step back away from the mic. And this is for our listeners at home. The question is... Gloria. Yes, everybody in the studio knows, but you have to keep quiet. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sina, and the answer is a hippo.
That's Sabina. Hi, Sabina. All right, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan, and I think the answer is a hippo.
Thank you, Rohan. Hi, you're on the air. Can you turn your radio down, please? What's your name?
Nikki.
Nikki. And what's your answer?
Yes.
And what's your answer, Nikki? Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Varun, and I think the answer is Arjun.
Thank you, Varun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Hippo.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Ignore, and I think the answer is Hippo.
Thank you, Ignore. Haven't heard you for a while. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Hippo.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Nikki who? Because we had another Nikki. What's your last name? What's your last name?
Bangdale.
D?
D, yeah.
D, okay. All right. Thank you, Nikki. What's your answer? Oh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti Galoa.
Yes, Stuti.
And the answer is Sato.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shruti and the answer is Hippo.
Thank you, Shruti. And last caller for the first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik and the answer is a Hippo.
Thank you, Satvik. So Satvik was the last caller for question number one. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see how the kids did in the studio and also who won our first listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya. Now, that cute tune you heard just now, our theme tune was composed by my son, Naren Pradhan. And because I know there are many more kids like him, talented kids like him in the Bay Area, I want to extend an invitation to all of them. Please do send us your musical compositions, recitals, performances, even singing. If you like to sing and you can record that, we would love to play it during our breaks. And you can send that to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to use if you want to participate on the show. And we have many kids who have moved from being listeners to becoming participants, and it's always a worthwhile move because kids in the studio get a prize no matter whether they come first, second or third. Unlike calling in where you have a 1 in 10 chance every time you get in, and that is if you actually get heard on the show, if you have time to pick up your call. So do consider participating, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and do consider sending us your performances. All right, let's see what the first listener question was. It was to identify what animal Gloria was, and everybody got it right. The answer indeed was a hippo, and the winner was picked by Ashwin. Ashwin, who was the winner?
The winner of the first question was...
Drum roll,
Nikki!
Please. Nikki! Woohoo! This is not the second Nikki D. It's the first Nikki. Sorry for the confusion. But Nikki, here's what you need to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question, answer, something about yourself. And don't forget to leave us some contact information.
I am so sorry.
I think we may have to penalize him too. But let's move on to see how the kids in the studio are doing. Aditya, how many points do you have?
20.
And Pooja, how many points do you have?
65.
Pooja had 70 points and lost 5 points in the break because she was being very naughty. And let's see how many points Ashwin has.
10.
Into the mic.
Oh, I have 10 points.
There you go. So this is still the first round. I think the boys got a little were a little shell shocked by how fast Pooja hits the buzzer, but hopefully they've figured out the strategy. So we're going to move on to our second category, which is 5-letter words. Basically, I'll give a clue. The answer has to be a 5-letter word. Sometimes, if the answer makes logical sense, it can be an answer different from what I have picked, and I'll accept it. Okay, so I'm a very nice person. Michael's saying
nice
no.
Nice person.
Okay, yes, nice person who deducts 5 points from his behavior during the break. Okay, here we go. Ready? Oh, let's do a buzzer check. Aditya, Pooja, and Ashwin. All right. First one. One of the 5 senses that is not taste, hearing, vision, or smell. Go for it.
Taste.
-5. Question passes to Aditya.
Pass.
Pooja.
Wait, what was the question?
One of the 5 senses that is not taste, hearing, vision, or smell.
Sight.
Vision. -5. Vision is sight. So the answer is touch.
Oh.
Touch.
I thought it was feel.
Feel, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how you learned it? Oh,
yeah,
okay. Okay, that was a googly. All right. Question number two. An airship like a big balloon. An airship that looks like a big balloon. Some
plane?
I'm going to give you 5 points. That is not the correct answer. But I did leave a little bit of vagueness open there. Question passes to Pooja. An airship like a plane he's already taken, so you can't use it. Like a big balloon. You know, sometimes you see them over stadiums. Now you know it, Aditya. Too late. They record stuff that's happening.
They go like, they have signs like,
they have signs. Yes, exactly. Pooja, your 5 seconds are running out. Tell me.
Pass.
Ashwin, any ideas?
Pass.
A blimp.
Oh.
A blimp. Okay, question number three. What you stay warm under in winter in bed?
Cover.
I'll accept it. Okay, the answer was actually quilt. Question number four. National tree of Canada from which we get syrup?
Maple.
Maple, very good. Okay, question number five. You can see this is not as easy as you thought it was going to be. What you can't do in a staring contest?
Blink.
Very good. Buzz first, talk later, as Pooja has figured out. Okay, question number six. When your temperature goes above 98.6 degrees, you have a?
Fever.
There is still Pooja running away with it. Question number seven. Buzzer, guys, this is an easy one. Bees make?
Honey.
No, it's honey. Still her. She's just figured it out. All right, question number eight. Licorice twists are a kind of? What?
Candy.
Look at the little tower she's accumulating now. Question number nine. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number nine. What you put a picture in?
Frame.
She
always beats the buzzer. She's a buzzer queen. Okay, question number 10. Animal that can spray a nasty thing?
Skunk.
Finally, Aditya. All right. Now, 10 questions are up. Next question is for listeners. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here is the question. We're still in five-letter words. Michael, are you ready? Okay, here we go. Slangy name for jewelry. Let's see. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Answer is bling.
Who's this?
Sabina.
Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash. What's the question?
Slangy name for jewelry.
What?
Slangy name for jewelry.
Okay,
Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Anya, and the answer is bling.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Nikki, and what's your answer?
And my answer is bling.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go for it. Yes.
Hi.
What's your name? Yes, what's your name?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. Turn the radio down and tell me your name. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ignore, and my answer is bling.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is bling.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go for it.
My name is Ashit. I think the answer is bling.
Is that Ashit?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ashit.
How do you spell it?
A-S-H-I-R.
Ashir. Okay, thank you, Ashir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti and the answer is Blaine.
Stuti, is this your cousin, naughty cousin Pooja here in the studio today?
What?
No, maybe not. Different Stuti. Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Leah and the answer is Blaine.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Dashi and the answer is Blink.
What's your name again?
My name is Dashi and the answer is Blink or Blink.
I didn't get the name. Could you spell it?
My name is Dashi and...
Dattashri. I think I got it. Thank you, Dattashri. And last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik and the answer is Blink.
Thank you, Satvik. Satvik was the last caller. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to see how the kids in the studio are doing and who won the second listener question. This time, the winner is going to be picked by Pooja. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja.
Wow.
Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
As you can see from the cheer, the kids are having a good time in the studio. Okay, so before we go and see how that good time has translated into points, let's find out who won our second listener question. It was in the category 5-letter words and was the slangy name for jewelry, which everyone got right. Indeed, it is bling. This time the winner was picked by Pooja. Pooja, who won our second listener question?
The winner of the second listener question is Gaurav.
Gaurav! Woohoo!
Woo! You're awesome!
Gaurav, you know what to do. I don't have to tell you. But for the benefit of everybody else who's listening, you have to write in to safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and let us know the question and the answer as well as your personal information. Well, not too much personal information, just your name and phone number so we can get to you. Okay. Before we begin, I want to mention one more time that the Safari Quiz Show is looking for recordings of performances by children to use during the break. It would be a great opportunity for your child to have their performance played on radio. It's a little bit of exposure for them. And also a moment of pride for both the child and the parent that you've accomplished something. So do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and send us those recordings. Okay, kids, ready for the third round?
Yep.
We have to see points first. Aditya, how many points do you have?
45.
Pooja?
120
points. Wow. And Ashwin?
5 points.
Ashwin has 5. But you know what? The beauty of the show is that everybody gets a prize who's in the studio. So if you've been thinking about participating, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay. So let's move on. We'll do a quick buzzer check before we go to the third round. Aditya, let me hear your buzzer.
Yeah.
Today in particular, we have to do buzzer checks because only one buzzer has been playing a lot. So you want to make sure everybody's buzzer is working. Okay, how about this? I'll do 1, 2, 3 and then all of you buzzer at the same time. Okay, only after I've said the word 3. Deal? With just a practice.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. And it's still Pooja. Okay, guys, I have to say, you know all the answers. You're just getting beaten by superior buzzer skills. Okay, here we go. The category is mixed colors.
Oh, God.
Okay. Red and white make? Go for it.
Pink?
Yes. Oh, you almost flubbed that one, Ashwin. Okay, question number 2. Blue and yellow make?
Light blue?
Question passes to Aditya. Blue and yellow make?
Green.
Green, yeah. 5 points. Here we go. Good strategy, Ashwin. I like it.
Oh, cyan and yellow.
Can I trade 2 fives for a 10?
Later. Question number 3. Ready?
Yeah.
Red and blue make?
Red and blue makes magenta.
It's not. I'm asking for a simple answer, not the complicated one. Yes,
purple?
Purple, right.
Oh, because... How come it's not passing to me?
Because Ashwin has a good strategy this time. It's not paint. We're doing it in paint. We're doing in paint, not in light.
Oh, paint.
Paint. You're not doing in computer colors. Yes, that's why. Okay, question number... I should have clarified. Did I take minus 5 from you? I didn't, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to because I didn't clarify. So you can keep those points. Question number 4. Still talking about paint colors. Red, blue, and green make paint. This is Ashwin again. Red, blue, and green. Ooh, now I have to take 5 points from you. Passes to Aditya.
Pass.
Passes to Pooja.
Brown.
Brown. Here we go. Very good. You guys are overthinking it. Question number 5. Everybody ready? Oh, no. Wait a second. Ready?
Yes.
Black and white.
Gray.
Oh, this is Pooja this time.
Gray.
Yes.
You told her the answer.
No, she knew it. Okay. Question number 6. A little bit not that simple anymore. Mixed color in a rainbow that has yellow in it. Mixed color in a rainbow that has yellow in it. That's my googly. Mixed color in a rainbow that has yellow in it. Take your time. Yes.
Green?
That is correct.
Was there 2 colors?
Yes, there were 2 colors.
Blue and green.
No. Which color in Roy G. Biv has in a rainbow? Green and orange, 2 colors. Okay, question number 7. Which 2 colors does the color teal have? Teal.
Mm-hmm. That has red. No.
Question passes to Ashwin. Teal, the color teal. What 2 colors does the color teal have? You're telling him?
Oh.
Okay. Ashwin? Teal? No? Not familiar with that color?
No.
Okay, Aditya?
Blue and green?
Blue and green. Very good.
Blue and green is the same as teal.
Teal, yes. Teal has blue and green. Okay, here we go. Question number 8. What do you get if you mix all the colors in paint? What do you get if you mix all the colors in paint? If you take all paint colors and mix them up, what do you get? Don't tell me you've never tried that. No? You're such good kids. You have to try it.
Brown?
No. It is. Question passes to Ashwin. You want to take a guess?
Pass.
Aditya?
Black.
Black.
Oh,
correct.
That's a lucky guess.
Black. Okay, here's a tough one. But maybe you guys know it. You're so smart. What do you get if you mix red, blue, and green light?
Light brown?
Nope. What do you get when you mix red, blue, and green light?
Pass.
Pooja? Really? Yeah. I actually had a question that they... You get white light.
White light.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, you do. Fun. That's a wonderful thing. So you should try getting...
In the prism. There's
in the prism. Right. You get white light. Very good. Question number 10. Violet is a mix of which 2 colors? Violet.
Blue and red.
Blue and red. Very good. 10 points. And that was our last question. So now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's our listener question in our mixed colors category. If you mix green light and red light, what color do you get? If you mix green light and red light, you get... Let's see our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan, and I think the answer is light orange.
Light orange, if you mix green light and red light?
I think so.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. This may have many answers, actually. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sahana.
Yes, Sahana. And what's your answer?
If you mix red and green, you will get cyan.
Cyan, okay. Hi, you're on the air. Please turn the radio down. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Anya, and the answer is brown light.
Brown light? Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Kartik, and the answer is light orange.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tria, and the answer is light orange.
This is Shreya?
Tria.
Shreya. Got it. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mihir, and the answer is yellow.
Mihir says yellow. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Bhavesh, and I think the question, the answer is brown.
Bhavesh?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Bhavesh. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
my name is Sabina. The answer is yellow light.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name. Hi, my name is Aditya, and the.
Go for it. Go for it. I know your radio in the back. Yes. What's the answer?
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is yellow.
And Aditya, what's your last name? We actually have an Aditya in the studio today.
Wow.
What's that?
Hi, my name is Aditya.
Yes, yes,
Rao,
what?
Rao,
got it. Got it. All right. One more call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ashu, and the answer is cyan.
Ashu?
Yeah, A-S-H-U.
Got it. Cyan. All right. We're going to take a break now. Ashu was the last caller. And when we come back, we'll see who won in our studio and as well as who won our third question. This time, the winner is going to be picked by Aditya. Jeeja,
Savai Jeeja!
Micro.
Quiz show!
Jeeja,
Savai Jeeja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with our last listener question and point tally. Last listener question was, if you mix green light and red light, what do you get? I guess the way I should have said it is, if you had mixed green light and red light, what do you see? Because you don't actually, light doesn't change, it's what we see that changes. The answer was yellow. The answer was yellow, and we had only three correct answers. From those three correct answers, Aditya has picked the winner. Go for it.
The winner of the third listener question is...
Mihir! Mihir, all right.
Wow.
Good job, Mihir, right?
Good job.
At safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com.
Good job.
And let
again.
Us, don't forget to mention the question and answer. Now, I have a little complaint for kids from our last listener special because I'm still getting people emailing us. I got an email yesterday about a winner from the last week's show. That is not acceptable. I know I keep threatening this, but one of these days that spigot is going to close down and I will not be giving prizes for people who sent in their requests so late. So if you won a prize on today's show, please email us today, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's see how the kids in the studio did. Aditya, how many points do you have?
I have 65 points.
65 points. Pooja, how many points do you have?
145.
Ay, 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 ay. So we can guess Ashwin.
I am poor, but I got 5 points.
5 points. All right. Congratulations to everybody who came to the studio today. Big cheers for our buzzer queen, Pooja. We love to hear her voice on the... She's a very loyal listener, and we love to hear her voice on the phone. But it's wonderful to have her in the studio as well. And Ashwin and Aditya, I hope you'll come back for another show. We'll do some more fun questions. That's all we have time for today, though. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jeeja,
Savai Jeeja!
Bye-bye!
Hope you have fun!